Time now for your letters. Our interview earlier this month with Kevin Baker on the militarization of our culture and the use of the military expression "hua" prompted listener Tom DeVore to point out that the term "hua," often incorrectly defined by people that should know better, is actually an acronym out of the USMC, standing for Heard, Understood, and Acknowledged. Sylvia Pajoli's piece last week on Mother Teresa and the speed with which the Vatican moved to beatify her spurred Edson Potter of Wilmington, Delaware, to write, "Allow me an adjustment. The church has moved more quickly in the past. St. Francis died in 1226. Honorius IV canonized him a mere 2 years later. When an individual demonstrates his or her faith in a striking way, or perhaps more cynically, is of particular utility to the church as an institution, popes can part the bureaucratic waters. I suspect there are other examples, but Francis is a superb one." We should point out, however, that our researchers say that it was Pope Gregory IX, not Pope Honorius, who canonized St. Francis. Thank you for the chance to view Walter Anderson's vibrant, glowing artworks on my computer, writes Judy Sabo of Rittman, Ohio. I heard your piece on him this morning driving to church and decided to take a look at an artist with whom I was unfamiliar. I'm certainly glad I did. I'm an instant fan. As a teacher of biology, I especially enjoyed the froggies and the blue crabs, but will also look further into his interpretations of all the natural settings that he loved. Finally, our segment on Samuel P. Langley, Secretary of the Smithsonian, who failed in his attempt to be the first to develop manned flight, brought in this mail from Peter Langley of Port Townsend, Washington. As a great-grandson of Samuel Langley, I do believe that he could have done what he set out to do. Time just ran out. Today, we are still influenced by his achievements in so many ways, and I only hope to accomplish a fraction of what he did in his life. I would hope that people will understand that without failure, there would be no success. I am proud to carry on the Langley name and the thought, the larger the dream, the larger the reality. We welcome your comments. You can send an email to us. Our email address is WESUN, that's WESUN, at npr.org. Please include where you live and tell us how to pronounce your name.